Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are starting hour number three on a Worship Wednesday. And we got a great hour ahead for you. So the one thing you do want to do is keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I know, Chris, people sometimes if they watch us on YouTube, they're like, Rob has on the same jacket. He's wearing the same thing every day. I start out with a short sleeve shirt on. And it's so freaking cold in the studio, it's ridiculous. I feel like a meat locker. Chris, you remember you used to wear hoodies in here, right?
Yeah, I used to wear jackets. Yeah,
yeah. It's freezing in here, but in the studio where Alex and Rob G, I don't know if they're, you know, got a hot box over there, or what those guys are doing, but it's freezing cold.
Yeah, L.A. in general, I used to always carry a jacket in my car.
You need one at night.
You know how, right, at night it gets really cold.
We're not complaining, but
30,
it does.
40 degrees, right? It'll be 75, 80 degrees and sunny.
Yep.
And then the day. And then, yeah, night. You get caught out there, you'll be in trouble. But, okay, Rob, let's go back to the NBA Finals. As we all know, tomorrow night, Game 6 could be the last game of the series. Warriors up 3-2. Looking to close out Golden State. on the road in Boston. Because, Rob, obviously the Warriors have control of the series. Like I said, they're up 3-2. They have game 7, if necessary, at home. And they're the veteran team. They're the ones with the championship pedigree. But that said, Rob, you just don't want to play with fire. I think, Rob, even more so in today's NBA than any other time, probably in league history, because the three-point shot is such a big part of today's game, and it is so fickle, right? They used to say, win by the jump shot, die by the jump shot.
Right.
And they used to say jump shooting teams could never win the championship because, you know, you just don't know. You can be a great shooter. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter we've ever seen. You even know you don't say that, Rob. You'd say he's one of the greatest we've ever seen.
Okay, I feel
and
better
he
with
went,
that.
He went 0-for-9 from 3 in the last
It game. Can happen.
I don't care how Larry Bird, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson – the best shooters will have off nights, and you don't know when it's going to happen. And so with the three, with teams, Rob, both of them taking about 35 to 45 threes a game, if you're off, and or even if you're not that off, but the other team catches fire.
Like we saw in game 1 in the fourth quarter with the Celtics.
Yep.
That turned a 12-point deficit into a 12-point win and change things, and that's what you don't know. And again, I know it looks daunting because you say, well, no way they're going to win two. No, you can win two games because all you have to do is win one. Right, Chris? You can't win two games.
Actually, they do have to win two.
No. But I'm saying on Thursday, they can't win two games.
No.
They just win one.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Just winning a game.
No, that's how they got to look at it. Absolutely.
Just winning a game. You don't worry about Game 7, and they're going to be in desperation mode, and their season's on the line, so that's what's scary. And I think it's sometimes human nature when you got a little room to spare, right? You don't feel like, okay, we don't have to win.
They're desperate, Well, speaking of that, Rob, Steve Kerr, Rob G., do we have the sound of Kerr after the game? And the television, you know, some of these guys are mic'd. And
it was a hot mic.
They'll play
a hot mic.
Well, it's not. I mean, they know they're mic'd, but I don't know. I don't think Steve Kerr cared whether if the Celtics heard it or not. I'm sure they've heard it by this point. But Rob G, do we have the sound or do I have to just tell what happened? Yeah, he was mic'd. Kerr mic'd? Yeah, Kerr was mic'd. And so, you know, the ABC caught what he said to his team after the game, Rob, and what he said was this: we're going to get this in Boston. We're going to finish this in Boston. Now, obviously that's what they want to do. Unless you're Shaq, where you think maybe, you know, they want to come home and finish it. They don't want to win in Boston.
But they left out the left out the second part of his quote. Their duty. They're no good. We got this. They're going to crumble. Oh, no, that was the part they cut out.
He did not say that. but what he did say might be enough. And I was listening, Rob, to NBA radio today, and Eddie Johnson, friend of the show, he's been on often, former player. Now he's a broadcaster for the Suns.
Right.
He said he was talking about it. Because, Rob, there is a part of me that's like, look, are the Celtics going to be any motivated than they normally would be?
Right, they shouldn't have to because they want to win a championship. Right.
Right. But Eddie Johnson had a nice analogy. I don't know if it fits, but it was a good analogy. He said when he was single, right? He said, if you're going to a party and one of your friends tells you Eddie Johnson, this NBA player, is coming to the party, he's single, coming to the party, and he wants to take your girl away from you.
Right.
When you go to the party, you're going to be on guard. You're going to enter that party with a different mindset.
No, definitely.
I don't think the analogy is a perfect fit, right? Because, you know, I, like in the game, I'm going in to win whether I heard this or not, but it's an interesting analogy that makes you think a little bit, at least.
Now I know how my friends felt when I came around to the big parties. Okay, I didn't know. I was trying to figure it out. No?
All right. Okay. Richard Pryor. All right. But
what am I on
no,
fire?
I think there's that. And then Draymond today, Rob G, and play it again. Draymond was asked today whether or not facing the Celtics was like matching wits with LeBron James in the finals. Here's what Draymond said.
It doesn't compare to like mentally playing against LeBron James, who I think is arguably smartest guy to ever play this game. Not one of. He's arguably the smartest guy to step foot on a basketball court. And so to say that it compares to that, it's disrespectful to LeBron, and it's a lie to you.
All right, that's enough. Are they saying too much?
Yes, they're saying too much. Just play and win, and then you can say whatever you want. I'm with you, Chris. Enough with all the lip service. Do not think we just the Celtics. Did we not watch them in the last two rounds, Chris? Did they not lose Game 5 at home against Milwaukee, and then go up there to Milwaukee and win? Yes, absolutely. They did. Did we see them lose?
Yep.
Did we see them lose Game 6 against Miami, and then at home? At home, and then had to go to Miami for Game 7 and won?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Let's not act like they haven't done something and moved some mountains this year and been able to be resilient and overcome disappointing games and disappointing losses, Chris. I think you better be careful. It's not over. Nothing's until it's over. Last year, everybody was ready to have the parade and throw confetti on Chris Paul. It wasn't over.
Yeah, what Steve Kerr said is what you want a coach to say.
No, I get that.
I'm with you. But Draymond, and look, I understand what he's saying, but I think he went a little too far, Rob. Like, to say it's disrespectful to LeBron is actually being disrespectful to the Celtics, right?
Look at what they've done.
It really is. And I get it. LeBron is, like you said, one of the smartest ever. But I don't know. You can answer that differently, Rob. You can be like, look, LeBron is arguably the smartest player ever. So going against him is just very taxing, you know,
but
physically,
the
mentally.
The Celtics are there.
But yeah,
all
they
right.
bring it too. It's a different animal. They're athletic, they're young, it's tough against them. Obviously, we're in a tough series. You know, like, you can say it in a way, this does strike you as disrespectful. I don't think he was trying to be, but he was. Right?
I'm with you. I think he needs...
If somebody asks you if so-and-so's wife looks like Halle Berry. I think so-and-so's wife looked like Halle Berry.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful to Halle Berry. Like,
are you
kidding?
That's
disrespectful to the dude you talking about, right?
Right. That's exactly what it would be where you go, like, disrespectful.
Like, what?
Okay, maybe she ain't Halle Berry, but is she that ugly? Or are you trying to act like she's not her in her own way pretty? And you don't have to do that to the Celtics. Respect them. That they made it through, Chris, to get to the finals, and just respect them to the end until you beat them. When you win the four games, then if you want to talk smack or say you were able to do whatever you wanted to do, fine. But be careful. I really believe that. And you're right. It's not going to motivate the Celtics anymore, but it's just unnecessary because the Celtics are already motivated. They know what the task is. They know what the assignment is. They know what they need to do. Even after they got blown out, Chris, in Game 2, you remember that? They went home and they won Game 3 in Boston.
Right. People thought, Golden State,
there it is, right.
In control. But the other thing is this, right? And like you said, I've been kind of that, you know, that same mentality. Like, come on, they want to win a championship regardless of what the opponent says. You know, that's ridiculous. Bulletin board material and all that. But, Rob, we have heard stories about adrenaline rushes, right? Giving people, like, I mean, really superhuman strength and stuff like that, right? So I'm just one. That's obviously on a subconscious level when you're just in a situation where you got to answer the call, right? Where you got to step up. That's probably has something to do with why a team may play better when his back is against the wall and the other team, his back isn't against the wall.
How about
right?
this, Chris, real quick, sidetrack. Teams that can't move the ball in football all game, Chris, is 2 minutes to go, right? And then all of a sudden, like, oh, right. now they got it going. Like you know that time is running out. Do you know what I mean? And, right. like, this is it. Then they start making plays. It's right. weird. It's weird.
Right. And that's even, like, if it's subconscious that they're pissed because you said you kind of mocked a comparison of them to LeBron James. You know, or you said you're going to win it in their house. Like, I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see how it plays out. Like I said, Rob, I want, as a guy that picked Golden State, I want them to close it out in six. I picked them in seven.
Right. But you would rather not face
the seven. But I want them to close
it out
now because I don't want to play around with it. Right. But this is, my head is telling me Boston just because of what they've done throughout these playoffs. In game six, at least. So, all right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are the Warriors talking too much, saying too much, running off at the mouth a bit too much as we enter game six against the Celtics? Your turn to weigh in. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the iCouple. We're brought to you by the AutoZone because they've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Steve Kerr makes it plain to his team after the game on a mic, a hot mic.
A hot mic.
We gonna get this done in Boston. We not coming back. Pack one suit. Well, I guess they're going back anyway, right? I guess they're going back anyway. They only need one suit.
Right. Don't bring.
But you know what I mean.
Don't bring any extra underwear. Right. We're in and out.
Right. And then Draymond Green just saying, I mean, let's not disrespect LeBron James and act like playing the Celtics is the same thing as playing him. So your turn to weigh in. Are they just saying too much?
All right. Let's kick it off, Chris, with Aaron in Stockton, California. You're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, we great.
Good, brother. How are you?
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. But I'll say I love what the Warriors are doing and saying because it just adds intrigue and it adds competitive nature to the game. Like when Steph Curry was in game four in Boston in that first quarter, he hit a couple of threes, and you see him yelling and barking at the crowd. And you see Jason Tatum do that game five in third quarter when they made that run, they just barking at the crowd. I just love when teams are outspoken and they outright. As long as it's not disrespectful, they're not disrespecting the player's game or skill. They said, hey, we're going to win this in Boston. Draymond said, hey, these guys ain't LeBron. I love that because now Boston's going to be more amped up.
Okay. Are you a Warriors fan?
No, I'm not. I'm
you just
Detroit.
Love it as a regular basketball fan.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
I'm from Detroit, so I'm a Pistons fan. But I love a good series, and I love a competitive series.
Right,
so
nah, we get it.
Nah, that's cool.
Right, we agree with that. For us, it's great.
We're cool.
The more talking, I'm just saying, is it smart on the Warriors' part? Because does it motivate Boston to play even better? That's what we're getting at. But yeah. Rob, right? Would you agree that?
No, right.
As an observer with no rooting interest, sure. This
absolutely.
Is great.
No, it's good for us. We always talk about what's best for us. Dylan in Alaska. Wow, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dylan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Good.
Where are you in Alaska?
I live up in Juneau.
Juneau, okay. Very nice. Yeah. I've been to Alaska just stopping by in the airport, but I need to get there. I want to go to Alaska.
I haven't been there.
Yeah, it's definitely a place worth visiting. It's a hard place to live, but it's definitely worth visiting.
Okay, we got to check that out.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
All right, so the main thing I wanted to say is that I'm not typically a fan of Draymond, but I actually really appreciate the way that he came about what he said. He's being truthful and honest, and I feel like I don't think the Celtics are going to get anything extra motivationally from that. And he's being upfront about everything. And I appreciate that a whole lot more than I appreciate the PC answers that you get from
That's fair.
You know, Kirk Cousins and Tom Brady.
No, again, I agree. Rob, we
talk about
we
that
like
as well.
When athletes are honest. Now, there's times that we in the media, I know a lot of people would say, hold on, you want an athlete to be honest.
Right.
Be transparent. Don't give you just a cliched answer. But then when they do give you a really good, honest answer, you kill them.
No.
There's a little truth to that.
Right. There
I'll be honest.
Right. Yeah, there's a happy medium there. All right, MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
What's
on
up,
again.
MJ? How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm glad to tune in again with the professors. But Steve Kerr was saying what any other coach would say, which is to close this thing out. Draymond, a.k.a. the new media, spoke gospel on Worship Wednesday.
That's it?
The new media? Okay. Is that what we are? The new media,
oh, you
Chris.
You got under Rob's skin now.
You already know with that new media. There ain't no media, please. We went to journalism school. We went to college. We got degrees. Ain't no damn new media. I'm not trying to hear that. Brandon, in Riverside, California, you're on the Odd Couple.
He didn't hear another word you said.
No, he did not. Fox
just
Sports
new
Radio.
Media, that was it.
That's all I need to hear.
How you guys doing, man? I love the show. This is my first time ever calling here. I just love y'all show. I
thank you.
Every day.
Brandon,
thank
we appreciate it.
what I want to talk about is Steve Kerr. I kind of agree with the last caller with Steve Kerr. It's just, he's just trying to pump his team up, get this over with, because you don't want to play around with that type of group. They get hot in games, because they did it in Miami, and they did it with Milwaukee. So just a team like Golden State, get it over with, try to close them out. And we all know Draymond Green, he just likes to say whatever he wants to say, whether it sounds good or not. He's just going to say whatever he wants. Love the show, man. Hanging up and listening.
Appreciate it. You know what would be my dream is that the Warriors have Chris down by one, have a chance to win it. Draymond's at the basket as the buzzer's about to expire, and he misses a layup.
God. I thought you were going to say Steph misses a three? Potential game winner. Yeah.
Well, that one would be.
I'm sure that would excite
but
you.
Can
too.
You imagine Draymond missing a layup?
Yeah, he's missed a few.
I know.
This series.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It ain't impossible, that's for sure.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
And it's time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Foul or Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in a living legend.
What?
A guy who earned his stripes in the world of baseball.
His image grows every week.
Yes, sir.
A man who did not have to bribe some other dude to get a Hall of Fame vote.
Wow. That's
right.
The face of MLBBro.com. None other than J.R. Gamble.
That's what I'm talking about!
I'm not worthy.
Oh,
we're not
man.
Worthy.
That's right. Oh, man. Let's get it going.
All right, fellas.
Let's get right to it. I got three questions. JR, because you're the star of the segment, you get the first crack at every single one of them. The Atlanta Braves, defending World Series champs, have won 13 straight entering Wednesday night. And right now, they're up 3-2 in Washington. And, you know, they've won each game by an average of 4 runs. They're really just dominating the competition over the last 2.5 weeks or so. So, JR, here's the question. Foul or fair to say the Braves, not the Mets, should be viewed as the team to beat in the NL East?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I think, the Mets are leading the NL in wins, and they've been the clear power team in the first half of the season. But, you know, Atlanta's the defending World Series champions, and some would argue that they're a better team this year with Ronald Acuna Jr. back and the exciting rookie money, Mike Harris, the second boost in the offense and the defense. Fellas, the Braves are the defending world champs, so to me, they remain the team to beat. But if Scherzer and DeGrom, who are set to return, come back, then the Mets definitely have to be taken seriously.
foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yes, and then, Chris, you see the way he snuck in there that Scherzer and DeGrom's not pitching, and the Mets have the best record in the National League without right. their two best pitchers. Are you That's kidding? Right. When those guys come back, it'll be even better for the Mets. No, the Mets are going to be the favorite, are the favorite in the National League, even though the Braves are the defending champs.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with fair.
It's a fair ball.
Fair.
Wow. Like JR said, the Braves have done it. We've seen the Mets. When is the collapse coming, Rob Parker? It's coming. It's coming. We all know that. I mean, I'm just saying that the Braves have proven they can handle it. The Mets, not so much. Now, I like the Mets, but I'm just saying one team's done it. The other hasn't. I know it's tough to repeat, so I'm not predicting that. But, I mean, they're the defending champions, and they're playing great baseball, so they should be in the driver's seat until you beat them. So it should be the Braves.
All right, here we go. Story number two, question number two for J.R. Gamble here on The Odd Couple. Padres shortstop and Rob's, I believe it's like secret crush.
Whatever.
I don't know it's a secret anymore. It's pretty well
blatant,
documented.
All right. No doubt.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
What?
Right. He had wrist surgery back in March, and as of this morning, still has not been cleared to swing a bat.
I can't believe it. I've been going by rubbing his wrist, and nothing's happened.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a woman.
Now, the Padres are
oh my God.
Basically tied with the Dodgers atop the NL West, and manager A.J. Preller did say they will ramp up his rehab week to week. So, JR, foul or fair to say the Padres should continue to slow play his rehab until he's truly 100%?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
But I'm just kind of crazy because I picked the Padres to actually go to the World Series. And the way they're playing without Tatis Jr. just lets me know they're ready to go to that next level. You know, Tatis is the franchise player, and once he returns from injury, he'll only enhance the team, in my opinion. They're going neck-to-neck with the Dodgers and the Giants, you know, still sharpening steel. If San Diego can continue to hang in with the Grishams and the Manny Machados and those guys until Tatis Jr. comes back, when he does return, man, they become a very dangerous team. But until then, you want him at 100% because he's just too important to your future.
Yeah, this is definitely one of JR's best shows because he's right. It's fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yes,
look,
sir.
You're playing well without him. Obviously, you need him, and you need him for the stretch run and the playoffs. And so, yeah, get him 100%. If they were, you know, falling by the wayside and they got to start winning now or the season's over, then maybe you rush him back if it's not going to put him in too much danger. But now take your time. I'm not saying go overboard. Once he's ready to play 100%, get him in there. But don't get rushing back early when it's not necessary.
Yeah, this is a hat trick. This is fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yeah, there's no reason to. There's no reason to. And it is impressive of where they are when you consider not having Tatis at all. But they have pitching. What we just talked about earlier with the Angels, they got a six-man rotation because they have so many starters and they want to get them all in there. So they got pitching, and that's how you win. They have 39 wins. The Dodgers have 38. How is that possible?
Right. By the way, JR, I don't know if you were listening to the show live. Rob Parker said the Angels should trade Shohei Ohtani. Now, if that's not the spiciest take we've had on this show in about a month and a half.
Tell him that's foul, JR.
Well, he doesn't seem to be happy there right now. From what I see, he wants to win, and they're perennial losers. So you definitely can't trade him. You know Marino's not trading him because how much money do you think he generates
right.
for the Angels?
It's a business, too. Absolutely. I'm with you.
So what you're saying is he'll be a Dodger in 2 years. All right. Last
question.
Yeah,
Rob is crazy. Rob is
Mashugana. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. At least he's a Hall of Famer. Last question. Question number three for J.R. Gamble and the Odd Couple.
Sure.
Speaking of those Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw been in and out of the lineup all year. Walker Buehler going to be out, it looks like, 2 months because of bone spurs. But Dodgers pitcher Tony Gonsolin now owns an MLB best ERA of 1.42 and last night became the first NL pitcher with 8 wins. J.R., foul or fair to say maybe the Dodgers don't need to look for pitching help at the trade deadline?
Fair again.
It's a fair ball.
The Dodgers are loaded. And throughout the course of a 162-game season, you know, teams have injuries and important pieces get hurt. We knew Kershaw would be hurt at some point, so that's not a surprise. Hopefully the injured pitchers return, but the Dodgers should have enough, fellas, to hang in there. Although you do need your top pitchers in a wicked division like the NL West, especially in the playoffs, but the Dodgers should have enough offensive firepower led by Mookie Betts and Trey Turner and the like to get through without having to, once again, spend more money, because I think they spend more money than anybody else in the league at this point for more pitching help.
Foul!
That is a foul ball.
They don't have their ace, Buehler. We don't even know when he's going. He can't touch a ball for 2 months. Then it's going to be another month of rehab or whatever it is. I mean, you might not have him until September. I mean, that's a big blow. And it's too early. I just think with him and Kershaw, who's older, who could get hurt at a drop of a dime and probably all season, I think the Dodgers are going to have to add pitching. They need pitching.
Yeah, this is $400 million doesn't get you much these days, huh?
I'm going to go foul.
That is a foul ball. Ooh.
Just because I think you can never have too much pitching. And Rob's right. I mean, look, I think it could work out with Buehler because when he get, if as long as he's back, like, ready to go in September, if that's when it is, and he might be fresh. So that could be good. Kershaw obviously is a question mark just because of his age. But look, they got more pitching than just about everybody. That's the thing. And I think that's where JR is coming from. It's like, you know, it's just being gluttonous to go for more pitching. But I just don't think you ever have too much, especially when two of your top guys are injured. So that's why I say foul.
Good point.
And that's foul or fair.
Hey, and you can hear JR tomorrow as Inside the Parker drops the podcast. That's right. He does the Foul or Fair segment on Inside the Parker. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm a woman. I never miss Inside
the
Parker.
Okay, there you go.
Bing, you wouldn't have felt right unless I had said that.
That's why I just said it. Just said it. Everything's not
all right,
funny.
JR. Right. Great stuff,
thanks,
brother.
Fellas.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep. All right, more iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
That's what I'm talking about!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we're wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Rob G?
Yes, that's right, guys. We're talking NBA Finals here in this last segment of the show. And this is an interesting one because last month it was widely reported that through the first two rounds of the NBA playoffs, television ratings were through the roof.
Yes.
In fact, through the first two rounds, they were the highest they'd been since 2014. And a lot of that was on the back of the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. People loved watching Steph. They liked seeing the brand name in Boston back in contention. For whatever reason, the ratings have come out through the first five games of the NBA Finals. And outside of the two pandemic seasons, last year and the year before, the series is the lowest rated finals since 2007.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
What do you guys think is the reason why they started out so good at the start of the playoffs and kind of dwindled here in these finals?
And Chris, here's the part I don't understand. Steph and the Warriors are a draw, right?
Right.
They are.
Absolutely.
Even if you want to say Boston's filled with young players, nobody has had any finals experience, to watch Steph and the Warriors maybe win another championship and whatever, I'm stunned, especially with the steam that you got in the earlier rounds when they were great numbers.
Yeah, that's the most surprising thing to me is that it was going so well in the first two rounds. Because I would say my answer would have been as to why is that, well, people have just gotten used to not watching maybe the NBA like they used to, right? During the pandemic, you know, obviously it was a lot of political stuff going on. So people were watching
the
news.
But the numbers were good.
Right, right. And so that's strange. And you're right. I mean, Steph Curry is arguably the most exciting player to watch in the league.
He is. His Q rating, you know, we talk about in television, right? Q rating is high, Chris.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. But it is interesting there to they're the lowest, like Rob G said, since 2007.
And
that was LeBron's first time against the Spurs. Yeah, it was first. Remember, that was his first time in the finals.
Okay, I thought it was the Spurs and the Nets. That's what I thought it was.
No, it was the Spurs and the Cavs in 2007. So, which was surprising then. Because you would have thought a young LeBron James leads a team, you know, his fourth season, gets a team in the finals. I know the Spurs aren't a huge draw, but LeBron, you would have thought, would have been. So I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know what to, I don't know what to blame it on, so to speak. But I'm sure the NBA will try to look at it as the positive and say, what is it, Raji, like a 46% increase over last year?
Right, when we had the finals in July.
Right.
Right.
And then almost like double or triple what they did in the bubble.
In the bubble, yeah, that was another. Nobody,
the bubble was really down.
People didn't watch TV. I thought everybody was home.
Right.
It was weird. Right. I thought they would have ratings through the roof, considering that people couldn't go anywhere and people were watching stuff.
What's your opinion, Rob G?
Yeah, do you have
why they may be down?
I'm sure it's a number of reasons. Like, it's never one thing as to why it would be that way. I think one of them being none of these games have been close. Like, it's, you know, game.
Well, I think, you know what I've called it, the new close.
Sure.
You know, like 13 10, points. 12, right. Right. I mean, and again, I get it. It's certainly not a clutch moment game. But these aren't like blowouts. You know what I mean? Like, not all of them. I mean, some of these games, they're still interesting, even as a team may end up winning by 13. But, yeah, that might have something to do with it.
And, Chris, we talked about it, too. Maybe in this new game where if you make your threes, you win big or whatever. And if you miss them, you down big. You know what I mean? Like, like we talk about the three-point, how it's affected the game. And maybe, you know, if a team is on or off, it can make the decision on whether you keep watching or not.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked – remember, we were talking about that a little bit with – I think it was Leon, the actor. And I was talking to him today about it. And, Rob, if people feel like the three-point shot alone, whether that's the truth or not, because perception is reality oftentimes, right? And if they feel like, you know what, whichever team hits the most threes, that's who's going to win. I don't even need to watch it. Then that's when the league will have to start looking at, okay, we love the three and what it brings and the excitement, and it's actually opened things up for, you know, four guys like Steph Curry, right, to be dominant. But if fans are feeling like this isn't the whole game, right, I'm not getting the mid-range, I'm not getting the post-play, then I think that's a problem. And I don't know if that's why fans aren't watching as much or not, but it's something the NBA is going to have to take a look at.
Oh, definitely, because it just doesn't make sense to have the steam that you had, to have Steph. I know maybe the Celtics aren't, you know, must-see TV.
And Jason Tatum is an exciting player, fun to watch.
I know.
Right?
You would think, Chris, you would think. It was a new flavor, right? It wasn't the same old, and you got an old familiar one that has the pedigree. It should have been a great formula, actually. And Boston being a big town and a big sports town, right?
This probably requires a longer answer, but do you think it's because neither of these teams are quote-unquote super teams that people want to tune in for? Because we've had 10 years now of Hall of Famers galore on each roster. Those Cavs Warriors were nothing but Hall of
Famers. And those weren't even competitive.
That's enough, right?
Exactly.
Right, but you're right. But you had better names, bigger names. That might be
a
good point.
Well, it's interesting because LeBron, I mean, the bubble, we'll just say, was a different animal. Because
that was
bad.
But
when he was by himself in 2007, he didn't draw. But when he was with Miami with the super team and the Cavs, he did draw, you know?
Crazy.
So, I don't maybe. All right, iCouple signing off. Keep it locked, though. Fire's on the way.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.